You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and as always, sitting here being super grateful for you and for the fact that you're sitting here or there with us for this episode 1048. Thank you. Just thank you. It's an interesting time of year. I would love to hear from more. You know what a good round of questions from people would be is things having to do with how to work on your business during this colder part of the year for most of us in the drone world.
There you go.
Yeah. So what comes to mind when you think about that as far as how you're going to spend your time over the next 3-4 months? We'd love to hear from you.
That's a great question. I'm really, really excited for today. We're going to be talking about interactive mapping, how to do some stuff. We got some new tools, some new information might make this more affordable for a lot of people. So anyway, today's show is brought to you by our amazing community in the Drone U. Don't forget, Drone U community has over 32 classes and a great location where you can get questions answered with class. Very important. But anyway, let's go ahead and hear today's question.
Hey guys, this is Ryan from Oklahoma. I currently freelance with flying construction sites for progression video and photos. I saw your podcast on the Randy Travis house and have a client right now that's looking at doing interior photo progression documentation as well. And I was just wondering what the workflow and the software required is to kind of link those together and create one seamless deliverable to the client like you did with Randy Travis house. So if you could provide any insight, that'd be helpful.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the question. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And that can be used in a really broad range of applications, resorts, convention centers. I mean, there's all kinds of applications that one could take that technology out to. And so I'm very curious to hear how you're going to help people do it without such a high CapEx.
Well, like the other issue too is like, you know, this particular model, I'm trying to pull it up now on screen so everyone can see it who's watching via YouTube. The issue with this model is the fact that, you know, I use the Matterport camera and someone else's Matterport account to create the scan of this particular home. And the issue with that, the CapEx, Rob, is the fact that we're talking about a $5,000 camera.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for one particular camera on a service that is really only sellable to a more high-end client. So, you know, how did we do this? Are there other services that do it? So, you know, I uploaded the 3D textured mesh of my particular model into Sketchfab. There is Google Poly, by the way, which you can utilize. It's actually extremely cheap to upload your models, but you don't have as much control. In addition, the size of the model that you can upload is only 100 meg. So you're talking about a really, really, really small area. Now, his question was, how do I integrate the interior model and the exterior model? Well, luckily, we have a really awesome DroneU member who's kind of helped us out along the way, and her name is Isabella, I think it's Wang, Isabella Wang. And she actually taught me a lot about Matterport. When I utilized the Matterport camera and the application to scan the entire house, which I did record, by the way, so I'm excited to get that in our interactive mapping class. Don't expect to see that until quarter one of 2020, though. But that being said, you know, I scanned the whole house. I learned a lot in scanning this house. And the way that I essentially took the Matterport model and merged it with the Sketchfab model was that I created annotations on the model at the front door and at one of the upper balconies. So that way, if I want to say, I wonder what, you know, the art studio looks like in the balcony. Well, what I did is I added, in fact, I should probably show this on screen. I added this annotation right here, this number 2. So if I click that and then click the link, now I created a bit.ly link because I wanted to see how many people were looking at the Sketchfab map versus actually looking inside of the house because I wanted to see what engagement looks like. But as you can see here, I'm now inside of the house itself. And all that happened was that I just opened up a new tab in the browser. So with this integration, this works pretty easy for me. The other thing too is that, you know, I actually paid someone, a guy out of Canada, to build a seamless integration. And then he like totally sped up the timeline on me. And I was like, whoa, hold on, man, pump the brakes. So I actually like, I was like, well, hold on here. I thought the next move was in 3 months. And anyway, so long story short, it didn't actually come to fruition. Luckily, he got paid for the work that he did, so I didn't feel bad about leaving the project there. But I will say that, you know, after a long thought about this, Rob, I was like, why not just use Sketchfab instead of building a program to load Sketchfab, to load the background map? Because really, at the end of the day, Sketchfab doesn't work on mobile. It's too much data to work on mobile. So why would I build some online application if a majority of my users can't access it anyway? So that's why I just kept everything on Sketchfab. And whenever I do a presentation, I typically preload all the elements of the Sketchfab map
in
different tabs.
I'm sorry, Sketchfab does give you the option of taking, I mean, you've got embed code that you can use this on websites and various places to put it, right? So it's actually real functional in that way.
It is actually extremely functional in that manner. So there is a lot that you can do with this. In addition, you can also, as you have the iframe on your website, you can do like an auto spin so that the map literally spins so people know it's a 360. Like there's a lot of integration that you can do on your website. As you know, navigating around a Sketchfab map is a little bit different than navigating around a Pix4D map or if you're used to Capture Reality or the PhotoScan application. It's a little bit different. But with that said, again, you know, I was talking about, I keep jumping around here, Rob. I really got to write down my train of thought so I don't keep jumping around. But what Isabel Wang really helped me out with is, and I talked about this, was on my exterior map in Sketchfab, I have look inside at the front door and then I have it on the back patio. With Isabella's help, I was able to actually utilize hotkeys in Matterport to start the model right here at the front door. So there's actually a lot of little tips and tricks that kind of go into this and that go into, you know, really doing it well.
So
here's the kitchen.
So if I'm, that looks like maybe the utility room, laundry room.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks.
Maybe it's a second kitchen. I mean, it is a superstar's house, so.
True, it is a second kitchen. I was like, wait a minute, where's the security cameras? And they're over here. You can actually see that I recorded this class because there is the camera.
That's right. So one of the things that we sort of led with was, I guess, more cost-effective ways of doing this kind of thing and not having to buy the Matterport. So what are those ways?
So I'm glad you brought this up. So just so everyone knows, I haven't actually tried this yet. I've been told that it's doable. I've been told that it's plausible, but I don't know how easy it is to do yet. But we did just purchase the Insta 360 1X camera. And supposedly with the Matterport app on an iPad and that camera, we're supposed to be able to get the same quality or the same type of scans of interior buildings at a much cheaper rate. That camera is $500 versus $5,000 for the Matterport camera. The only issue, Rob, is you still have to have a Matterport subscription to have them create the model in the back end and tie it into Sketchfab. So, but that could literally take the cost down $4,500, which could really make this a lot more manageable for people.
Interesting. So I assume that's something that you're going to be working on.
Yeah, like right. I said, Q1 of 2020, we want to get into the interactive mapping class. We just, if everyone's wondering, you know, where are we with classes? We shot a new comprehensive mapping class to really get more detail out there. We've been working on a search and rescue class. We filmed the accident or the crash scene reconstruction class. Let's see, he is about to release this week Vic's new comprehensive aerial photography class.
I know there's a lot of people excited about that. Mm-hmm. We've also got the solar.
I was just going to say that the solar inspection class
stole your thunder
as well. Yeah, I mean, we've launched more classes this year than any other year. I think that all is because of Howell.
It's a great team.
It is a great team.
It's a great team. Howell is phenomenal. We love Howell.
It really is a great team. In fact, I just got an idea, though. So I'm on that bombshell. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Ryan, I hope we answered your question. Follow-up questions are welcome if we missed something or if you saw some holes in what you were actually hoping to have answered. Let us know. We want to hear back from you.
Yes, please do let us know. And again, thank you for everyone who is watching and listening. Please leave us a review. Let us know what we can do better. Don't be afraid. So also, don't be afraid to leave a question. Go to askadroneu.com and upload that question. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.